Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Every day at 2 p.m. on ESPN, we give the people what they want.
We always give the people what they want. Jalen Rose, who is joining us later on in this very program?
Scary Terry been getting buckets for the Charlotte Hornets. So you know we got to have him on the show and talk about all things NBA.
He's coming up soon, but we start with the Utah Jazz and Donovan Mitchell dunking all over the Lakers last night. Look at Donovan Mitchell do it. Woo, Jalen, this wasn't a close game. This was a blowout. What was it about this performance from the Jazz that has them atop the Western Conference?
Well, I like how he just threw the ball over to kind of get his steps together, because I told you weren't going to see him do many dunks again off of one leg. You saw he went up powerful and finished that with authority. We got the Jazz. Shoot that three. That's what they do, Jacoby. Take note. They have a go-to guy, Donovan Mitchell. And I keep hearing a lot of people talk about their team and saying they don't have a superstar. You know how old Donovan Mitchell is? You know how good he is? You know how well he's been playing for the Utah Jazz? They do have one. Just like the Dallas Mavs have one. And they also have Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower. But what makes Utah special, so very special, historically well at shooting that three ball. They made 23s in a game 10 times already. That's the third most in the history of the NBA. Put my guys in fast forward. Put my guys in fast forward. You only get that in Jalen Jacoby. Shout to Mike Conley. Shout to Clarkson. Shout to O'Neal. Shout to Bogdanovich. We got the Jazz. We got the Jazz.
Jalen, as much as this is about a celebration of the Jazz, you know I am a LeBron stan, right? I'm a full-on LeBron stan. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm a little worried about LeBron. I'm a little worried about LeBron James. AD's out. Schroeder's out. LeBron James already said that he wants to play every single night for his teammates, and he is giving 100%. He's played every single game. He's played a lot of minutes. He didn't play a lot of minutes in this one because he didn't play that well, and he didn't have to play that much because they were getting waxed. But as we see more of AD in street clothes, and as there is more burden on him with the short offseason, all the minutes he's playing, I'm concerned about the toll that this will take on him, and I want him to reserve something for the playoffs. Is that a fair concern?
The team and LeBron, the second half of the year, will find ways to modify his minutes and or load manage him. So you as a LeBron stan, you don't have to worry. They're going to make sure he's fresh and ready to go for the playoffs. But here's what you should really be worried about. How they're going to play with AD and Schroeder out. Because they done lost four straight. And they're giving up points in the paint. And people underestimate Anthony Davis was second in the league last year in Defensive Player of the Year. He guards multiple positions. He's a rim protector. And Dennis Schroeder is really good on ball. And so without having both of those guys, and then on the other end to have both of those guys as creators, oh man, it just exhausts LeBron on both ends of the floor. You see he shot one of those jumpers again that almost gave the logo Jerry West a concussion. Hit the side of the rim. I was like, watch out, Jerry. Oh no, that's going to give him a concussion. It went out of bounds. The man is just fatigued. Nobody's more ready for All-Star break than LeBron James.
Jalen, preseason, you were very high on the Atlanta Hawks. However, all the additions that they had made over the summer weren't necessarily available to them. Well, now they are. And one of them is a gentleman by the name of Danilo Gallinari. What happened last night with those Hawks?
Danilo Gallinari shooting threes on threes on threes, made 10 off the bench. Another guy that did that once in the league was also a 6'10 reserve, Donyer Marshall. I was playing in that game. And for those that don't know, the All-Star festivities are in Atlanta, and you know Trae Young came out on a mission. At first, he was shooting from Alpharetta. He was shooting for so deep. And then all of a sudden, he started dropping dimes, and then Gallo got hot. And then once Gallo got hot, it had me looking at the Celtics a little deeper. And I'm like, hold on. Like, hold on. Like, one of these teams has two All-Stars, and one of these teams has none. The Celtics ain't nowhere near winning the East. Ain't nowhere near winning the East. I know they're without Marcus Smart. I know they're without Marcus Smart. I told you for a few years, I think Ainge, who's terrific, overplayed his hand. Years ago, they had runs to make at AD and Kawhi. And then you make a run at Kyrie and you lose them. And how about this? Our next guest, his name is Scary Terry. Where did he make that name at? Oh, in Boston. When they got Kemba Walker from Charlotte, he was third team all NBA. He's dealing with some injuries right now. He's currently not the same player. So you lose Kyrie and you lose Scary Terry, plus your bigs. You wish all of them were one player. I wish like Tom Lord and Tice and Tristan Thompson was just one player. Like just take all of their skills and make them one player. And so as I look at the landscape of the East, this Boston Celtic team is in trouble because I don't really see them making the kind of game-changing move that's going to affect winning more than the talented players that they have, because they have a really talented team, but they are a flawed team in a lot of ways.
The Bulls, the Hornets have a better record than them. They are tied with the New York Knicks in the standings with the East right now. That is a full-on crisis for the Boston Celtics. Full-on crisis. Brad Stevens has a lot of questions to answer. And Jason Tatum, 13 points. Okay. 1-for-8 from three. And wait, how many rebounds did he have, Jalen Rose? One. How many assists did he have? One in 32 minutes. Jalen, if you played 32 minutes in an NBA game, you would have more than one rebound and one assist. And I'm not talking about in your prime. I'm talking right now. Something needs to change for these Celtics, and I think it will happen. I'm not saying that they're going to fire Brad Stevens or they're going to make a huge trade, but they really need to come together and have a look-in-the-mirror moment and change this season around.
And also, too, Brad Stevens is not an experienced coach, a terrific coach. One of the coaches, there are a lot of people that have gone on TV the last few years and said that he probably was one of the, if not the best coach in the entire NBA. So we are going to be paying attention to how he manages this situation, because they have two all-stars and they got the same record as the New York Knicks. Big shout to Julius Randle for carrying the Knicks to the same record as the Celtics.
15-17 record. Moving on to football, Jalen, you'll never believe this, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be elated to have the greatest quarterback of all time stay with them and extend their contract. Jalen, he's going to earn $25 million next season. I would never bet against Tom Brady. People say that Father Time is undefeated. He beat Father Time like 5 years ago. Father Time is 0-4 against Tom Brady. Do you think that the Bucs will extend his contract beyond next season? That's how Tom Brady had me looking. That's the last time I doubted Tom Brady. That's how I ended up looking.
That is very nice. I'm glad we showed that, because we got to get my brother Max Kellerman into one of those, because ever since he said Tom Brady was falling off a cliff, he put it in every one of his motivational videos. And since that statement was made like 4 or 5 years ago, he's had a Hall of Fame career. He's went to the Super Bowl like four times and won it like 2 or 3 times, won like 2 or 3 Super Bowl MVPs. But I agree with you. You keep this guy around like a museum. You're trying to convince him and Giselle, don't go back to Cali when you retire. Florida's your home. We want you here. So the Bucks can start working on that right now.
I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did end up extending him soon. And Jalen, we cover everything here. Sometimes we come across a topic that is extremely important and must be reported on by serious journalists. It is now time for News That Matters. Jalen, you and I are both proud members of Power Couples, and we always celebrate Power Couples here, one of which is Ciara and Russell Wilson, and here is the latest interaction between the two on social media.
Hey. Yeah. What did you say about breastfeeding? You said...
I said it's time.
It's time what?
Time to give it up.
No, it's not.
I mean, he's old enough, his nutrition's good. It's time. It's time. It's time. Selfish now at this point. No more late nights. Okay, you and I just.
He needs his nutrition. Let you be.
Jalen, this has all the things set up perfectly for you, things that you love. I know you love power couples, and I know you love breast milk. So, Jalen, don't get us fired. But what do you think about Russell Wilson putting his finger down and saying, it is time you stop breastfeeding, young lady?
So a couple of things. This is just his son getting in the way of his love life. You see, it went from talking about breast milk to what we gonna do late at night. Yeah. And the bottom line is, you got a couple of pieces of your body that I'm sharing with my son, and he in the way.
Oh, no.
So we're going to have to get him a curfew. We're going to have to start letting him sleep in his own bed or something. Like, I done bought up the whole block. He got plenty of room. I know they got a staff on staff on staff. I'm talking about they could just put breast milk in a can. They could just fill up freezers of it. That's what he's talking about.
Jalen, the way that you love breast milk is just one of the weirdest idiosyncrasies of anyone I've ever met. We have joining us on
good.
The program, who, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Scary Terry has been putting the league on notice. And I wonder if the Boston Celtics wish they still had him in uniform. We'll ask next.
Stay tuned.
Jalen and Jacoby.
Lift every voice and sing.
Maurice Smith fell in love with martial arts at a young age, thanks to the legend, Bruce Lee. And just like his hero, he too would become a pioneer. At UFC 14, Smith beat Mark Coleman to claim the heavyweight belt and in the process become the first black champion in UFC history. In 2017, Smith received the ultimate recognition for his historic MMA career, induction into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, who do we have the honor of having on the show right now?
This guy might as well be the Freddy Krueger of the NBA because he's so scary. Terry Rozier out here putting in work this year for the Charlotte Hornets as they sit in playoff position. Welcome to the show, family.
Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me.
Of course. Now, you and your Charlotte Hornets had a huge win last night against one of the hottest teams in the NBA. What did it feel like as a team on the road after the game during that big win?
Just staying together, man. We know it ain't easy going to play the number four team in the West. It's just a lot of guys that they got that special. I had two all-stars. So, we just told ourselves we just got to stay together, stay in it, and be the hardest playing team. And, we came out with the win last night. So we just trying to keep it going and build off that.
Terry, I played in the league a long time. I've been traded a couple of times. And we're not throwing no shade at your former team, the Celtics. I know you got love for those guys over there. We ain't throwing no shade at how Kemba's playing right now, so I'm going to just set the table. But also, you get paid to play professional basketball. And now you're in Charlotte, and you're replacing Kemba Walker's not only productivity, but you're also in position to reset the market and a name for yourself. You're averaging 20 points this year. What is it like playing in Charlotte under those circumstances, knowing that you got to put in work because – frankly, you had to leave Boston to go get your bread.
The situation is great for me because, I could just be myself. I could just play my teammates, my coaches. Like I say it all the time, they allow me to be me night in, night out. And, we just having a lot of fun. We got a lot of young guys. And, this team, we didn't know what to expect coming in. But, we try to build some stuff over the summer. And like I said, I'm just having a lot of fun. I got to be special this year because just my teammates and my coaches, and I just want to keep it going. I'm just excited, but if we win, that's the most important thing. We got to keep winning, and and it's looking good for us, so that's the most important thing for me.
One of the young guys that you have on that team is LaMelo Ball, and he's shown some really impressive skills early in his career. What have you seen from him in practice and off the court that you think about that makes him special?
It's just his confidence. His confidence, him coming into the league, just knowing that you know, he belong. And, you know, yeah, he's a special player. And, you know, he's not really worried about the outside noise. He's not worried about people around him. You know, he just, you know, having fun. He play hard. And, you know, we just having fun out there. You always got to be alert. You know, his passes, you either be alert or he's going to hit you in the head. But, you know, we just excited to have him. And, you know, he's a special player, man. Special, real special.
So I know you guys got young vets like yourself and Gordon Hayward. But one of the things I appreciate when I'm watching League Pass, you guys fun to watch.
Yeah.
You got like one of y'all go get hot every night. Monk come in getting buckets, Bridges dunking on people. What is it like to be a young upstart team in the league to get a chance to go to a place like Phoenix and get that kind of win in order to like give this young group some confidence that y'all could do some special things this season?
I tell people all the time, we got a great locker room, man. That's where it start with. Our locker room is great. Before we go out, you know, everybody can trust one another. You can look down to your right and your left, and you know you got your brother that's riding for you. So we just go out there and just play, man. We go out there and, you know, we try to be the harder playing team, and it's a lot of fun. You come here and you come in the West and you get some wins like this, especially on the number four team on the West. So we, like I said, we just want to keep it going. And we're trying to keep it going, man. It's a lot of fun playing with these guys. A lot of fun.
Terry, you're not the tallest player in the NBA, but that doesn't mean you won't bang on somebody from time and again. So I just want you to watch this highlight of you dunking on Kevin Durant. And just tell me what's going through your mind.
Oh, I try to power up. I knew he was right there, but I might have closed my eyes. I didn't know this was gonna happen. I just tried to power up. I knew he was right there, and you know, this happened. I could talk about this forever. Posters, it's there.
So it's there, what is sure. It like when you show up at work and the GOAT Michael Jordan is your boss? You have Michael Jordan's number in your phone. What kind of mentor has he been for you and or the team, and just getting a chance to get to know him?
Man, it's been great. It's been great. I just remember my first time sitting down with him in Vegas, you know, just at lunch. And, you know, he's just telling me, you know, how he believe in me. When you're hearing that from MJ, that's just like, that's different, bro. That's different than anybody else. And, you know, he gave me that confidence right away when I first stepped onto Charlotte. So, you know, I'm just excited. He's great for us. He's a great mentor. You know, I'm pretty sure he keep in touch with all of us, but me, I can hit him at any time, and he gonna challenge me, and you know, I'm just glad to have him. I'm glad that's to have dope. Him as a contact and just to talk to, because you know, he's a guy that's gonna always challenge me and, you know, and have me on edge.
Does he ever put on gym shoes and shoot around with the team or do some shooting drills with y'all or anything like
no,
that?
We ain't have him do that yet. We ain't have him do that, but I think we just need to talk a little stuff to him. I think he'd come out a little retirement for a little bit. That's what might need to happen.
Terry, who's one of the toughest guys in the league to guard?
I have to say Curry, bro, just because he can score on the ball and he move a lot off the ball. But it's a lot of guys that's just special that can score. But there's a lot of guys that ain't really. That's not really good. That's not really good.
Don't get me started. I know what you mean.
Don't get me started.
Well, we want to congratulate you on your early success and the Charlotte Hornets success. You're welcome to come back to Jalen and Jacoby anytime.
For sure. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Appreciate that.
The love.
Sure.
No doubt.
Stay tuned. There's more right after this.
Stay tuned to us.
Doubleheader on ESPN Friday night. It is the Pacers taking on the Celtics in Boston. That's at 7:30. And then in the nightcap. This is always a good matchup. Dame and the Blazers against LeBron and the Lakers. That one starts at 10 p.m. Both those are on ESPN on Friday night. And of course, make sure you listen to our podcast every day. We always have exclusive content. Today, we have exclusive content with our guest, Terry Rozier. Download, subscribe to our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Russell Westbrook has announced that he is starting the Why Not Academy in Los Angeles. You have the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. Why is this so important to you?
Because we stand on the shoulders of giants, as you see in the picture behind me. And if you had the opportunity to influence your community in a positive way with your time, your energy, and your money, that's something that you can do and should do. And I was really proud to start the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy 10 years ago, where it's a 9 through 16 model, and we currently influence 1,000 kids. Big shout to Nina Westbrook, Russell's wife, and what they're doing, influencing 6 through 12 graders, LeBron James and what he's doing, influencing 3rd through 8th graders, and also helping making sure that they have access to college at Akron, Kevin Durant. Each of those gentlemen situations, I would love to go visit and show support.
I want to thank Terry Rozier for coming through. Remember, there's exclusive content in our podcast. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. You got to be